Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and it's Monday, the day after the Texans took care of the Dolphins 27-20. In his weekly Day After press conference, Gary Kubiak talked to the media and answered questions just about the win and about the game coming up this week against the Patriots.
What are your thoughts, Gary, on like what the Colts did last night, pulling the players, which affected you guys and Denver?
Well, I mean, obviously I would love to have seen them win that game, but, you know, for us, it really doesn't matter, John. I mean, we got to worry about taking care of our business. We got a big game. We got to beat, you know, the top franchise in football here over the course of the last 10 years. So we got to stay focused on us and make sure that we're handling our business. You know, they're great. I mean, Indianapolis, great team, had a tremendous season. Yeah, they got to do what they think they got to do, but we got to worry about ourselves.
But have you not been looking at the playoff scenarios? How do you keep your players from doing that?
Well, as I told y'all last week, they know. I mean, I think they understand what the situation is, and I think if I'm right, I've looked at the schedules for this weekend. Every game that affects us, I think, is a late game this weekend, all right? And we're the only early game. And so we don't take care of our business and find a way to beat a great football team, it won't matter for us. So it should be easy for us to stay focused on ourselves.
Belichick may not be playing all his players. How do you feel about that?
That would surprise me. I think the team I saw yesterday is getting ready to make a big run. They're a great football team, and I don't see them coming in here any different.
Gary, can you talk a little bit about the pass rush last three or four games? I mean, the numbers, sack totals are way up there. What's been the secret to these guys getting after the quarterback?
Well, I mean, if I would have told you that going into Miami, we thought they'd throw it 55 times. You know, I would never thought this game would go the way it did. I mean, for us to run it more than we throw it, and for them to throw it 55 times, that tells you how out of whack the game was, you know, just looking at both teams going in. So, obviously, that helped us, and we could have had a few more. I mean, we missed a few, but I think the thing that's going on for us sack-wise, we got more guys involved right now. You know, Cushing's obviously added some to that. Antonio's played the last month really, really good football. Skinner got there one time with Antonio. Amobi's played real well this past month. I think for us it's been more than just Mario getting the pressure or one guy getting the pressure or two guys getting the pressure. It's been a group effort.
The playoffs, everybody's talking about it. You say you got to try to stay focused. What are your coaches? What are y'all talking about behind the scenes? Are you talking about it?
No, not really, John. I mean, you know, I don't want to be repetitive. I mean, but if we don't just stay focused on this team, we got to play. I mean, we, you know, get back late last night from a great win and a tough road trip, and then we flip on the film today and see what challenge we have, you know, with Bill's team this week and that franchise. So, you know, we're trying to stay focused right there. We hope we have that problem. You know, we hope Sunday night that we're having to scramble and get going in another direction. Hope that comes up. But right now, it's really, really not a topic for us.
In your mind, after yesterday's game, what do you look at in the second half that you think slowed down your offense, and what do you think was different about your defense not slowing them?
Offensively, I mentioned this. Defensively, I mentioned this after the game. You know, we played 30 or 31 straight plays defensively, 18-play drive and a 12, if I'm right, to start the second half. We're on the field a lot. You know, I think that hurt us. Offensively, we could have came up with a big drive and helped us. You know, the first play of the second half, Matt gives Andre a good ball. I mean, that's a 65-yard touchdown, you know. So it's just little things like that that could have been the difference in us, you know, continuing to dominate that football game. But you got to give them credit. They hung in there. You know, we had a big drop. We had a turnover. You know, had some things that, you know, gave them some momentum. And our defense was on the field a great deal. But our defense stepped up, made some big plays, and found a way to win. Things that were glaring were misses by us and probably them on third downs. They were very good on third downs in the second half, made some big plays.
When you look at the rotation you've used with your three running backs, do you anticipate that changing? Do you see playing Foster and Moats more?
Yeah, I think they're going to play more than Chris. When it's all said and done, just from a standpoint of the job that they're doing. Of course, we know Chris. We're using Chris in a lot of protection situations, but you know, they've all been involved. Of course, Ryan and Aaron were much more yesterday. Aaron did some very nice things. I mean, his best outing as a pro, and hopefully he builds off of that going into this week. But, you know, he took a big step in the right direction, so we ran the ball well.
What do you think is the key to your team kind of clawing their way out of that four-game slump and doing what they've done over the last 3 weeks?
Well, I just think we stayed focused. I don't know that we were in a slump. I mean, we got beat. I mean, I guess if you're playing bad, you know, it's another thing. I don't think we were playing bad football. I think we were doing some good things. We lost some tough games. So I think they kept that in perspective and just kept working and, you know, got a few breaks here along the way, got rid of some penalties. We've been excellent in the penalty department the last 3 weeks. And you go back before that, we had a couple of horrible weeks back-to-back. So, you know, just getting some of those things corrected, you know, obviously helped us as a team.
What do you think about what Andre and Matt have been able to do this year in leading the league?
Yeah, Tony and I were just talking about that in the hall. You know, that's pretty special. You got a leading receiver, and I think Matt's the leading thrower in the league right now after this weekend. So, you know, they've come a long way together. And usually when you get a combination like that working and you can keep them in one place in this league, it's hard to keep players in one place for a long time with free agency and stuff. But these two guys got a chance to hopefully play together a long time and be successful. So, you know, what they're both doing, they've had great years. And you know, we'll see how the players respect that tomorrow. I think the Pro Bowl comes out. So, but both of those guys have had exceptional seasons.
Coach, can you talk about the job that Dwayne Brown did yesterday on that bad knee?
Yeah, I was very impressed with Dwayne. You know, he did not practice all week. He took a little bit of the walkthrough on Saturday morning before we left. We, up until an hour and a half before the game, we debated whether to suit up three tackles. That's how concerned we were. I went in his locker before the game. I said, you know, I'm listening. Tell me, you know, you think you can hold up? And he said, if I don't think I can, he said, I'll let Butler go, but I'll promise you I could go back in and finish the game for the football team. So go ahead and suit two guys. We'll be okay. So he gave me a lot of confidence, and then yet I think he gained confidence as the game went on. The way we were playing, I think the heat helped him play better, you know, as far as being loose and everything. So very impressed with him stepping up. We had a lot of players do that. I mean, we had a lot of guys beat up in that game, and y'all know how warm it was. I mean, it was a pretty good gut check.
How impressed were you with the bounce back that Arian Foster had from the week before to this week?
Well, that's what you have to do, you know, and it wasn't you know, it was. It's really just a matter of Arian. I talk about becoming a pro. I use that verbiage a lot. If him understanding what's expected of him, practice, meetings, everything that leads up to him telling his teammates, "Hey, I'm going to play good this week," and that's what I'm trying to teach him. And he's a very talented young man. And when he finds consistency in everything he's doing, he's going to have a chance to play, be effective, and play for a long time. So I like what he did yesterday. And the respect factor with his teammates is the most important.
What's been different about why you've been able to use or at least get the ball to your tight end, Joel, the last couple of weeks?
Well, this team yesterday, you know, coverage-wise, did some really interesting stuff to Andre. So, not only gave other guys opportunities to make plays, it created a lot of situations where some of Andre's doubles actually rubbed off some players, linebackers and stuff that were trying to cover Joel. Joel played very well in the game, played 55 plays. He was our offensive player of the game. It was probably his best outing as a pro. And I think the fact that we've been able to get him off the field snapping has helped him get better too.
The offensive line had been much maligned for the running game. And he only gave up one sack and they had 40 plus yards.
Yeah, they, you know, we went in the game thinking that running the ball would be very difficult against this football team, John, and the two edges that they had. But we did a good job up front. We moved people around, and we gave our backs opportunities. The only sack that we gave up, actually, you know, Vonta's going to get the ding on that one. He got locked up on the outside linebacker, but that was really a coverage sack. But our guys up front led the way, and they played very, very well. And as I said, us running the ball basically at a 4-yard clip, that's as good as we've been all year other than Buffalo. So, you know, had a lot to do with us being successful.
Can you talk a little bit about Jacoby, what he went through a couple weeks ago and then making the big play yesterday?
Yeah, you know, he got some more opportunities yesterday. Of course, Andre Davis has a little finger issue, so he did not see him on offense yesterday. Jacoby took advantage. You know, Andre Johnson was getting so much attention that Kevin and Jacoby were getting single coverage in a lot of situations, and Jacoby stepped up and made some big plays. So, you know, good to see that. You know, he's been working hard, and good to see him step up and be a factor. His plays were all huge plays, you know, very big plays.
How come coaches script the first 15, but they don't do that in the second half?
You know what I do, John, so.
Do script.
Yeah, we script the second half, too. So
sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. So can't use that as an excuse. We do. We go in at halftime and we script the first 8 or 9 plays. So try to do it the same way. Obviously, you're doing it in a very short manner of time as compared to a couple of days preparation. But we do. So script just wasn't as good as the first one.
When you were in Denver, were you ever in a position not to play – to rest your guys, and you played them or you rested them that you can remember?
Oh, boy, long time ago. I think 1 year, I remember 1 year we went to Green Bay and sat some guys down. I can't even tell you what happened the following week. I think we went to Indianapolis and it wasn't good. But, you know, you hope to be in that position as a team. You hope that you've had that type of season where you start to worry about those type of things. So hopefully we'll get there someday.
We understand that you're talking about focusing on New England, but still, everybody else is, we know you've got to win. But
yeah.
What is it to be where you were, which was hopeless and helpless, and now you've got a chance to do something this franchise has never had? How does that make you feel personally?
Well, I mean, I'm excited for our players, John, and that's what you work for. I mean, to be sitting here with the last game of the season, when we walk out there Sunday, it means everything to our team. And it means having a winning record for the first time. I mean, there's just so much for us to play for. And the thing that that I think is good, it's hard, but I think it's good, is we're going to have to be the top franchise in football to get to that point. So it is a great challenge for us as coaches, as players, and I think that's the way it's supposed to be. If we want to get there someday, these are the type of people we got to be able to compete against. So we got to be as good as we can be this weekend.
Is there any way what happens in this last game with Foster or Moats, you still want a better running game in the future? Can this affect the last two games, your plans to have a better one next season?
Are you talking
you still
about from
need
a personnel
to, like,
standpoint?
Yeah, from a personnel, because running backs would seem to be a priority considering how y'all have run the ball.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get to where we want to go as a team if we're 30th or 29th in running the ball in this league. I mean, that's not good. And it's not going to give us a chance to be as successful as we want to be. So, you know, regardless of whether we're talking about scheme, we're talking about coaching, we're talking about playing, regardless, we got to find a way to get better running the football. So it's been a disappointing year from that standpoint.
Coach, would you say that Chris Myers probably had one of his best blocking games yesterday?
I thought the group up front, you know, probably had one of their best games of the year, you know, as a group. And Chris is part of that. He played against a very good player. That guy's a big, dominant player. And Chris was singled up a great deal throughout the day, so he played well.
After saying what you said about not wanting to be near the bottom of the league in rushing, do you at all reevaluate that theory when you see what San Diego or Indianapolis are able to do?
Well, they're proving me wrong. I'm just talking about my philosophy of what I think it takes to be successful, you know, in this league week in, week out, consistency over the long haul. I think for this football team to be as good as it can be and our defense continue to improve, how we can control the line of scrimmage as a football team is very important. So just speaking from my perspective.
You talked just a bit about Frank Bush and how the defense has changed since the first 3 weeks and how many different times this year against different running teams you've slowed them down.
Yeah, I mean, the job Frank's done has been super. And, you know, we've gotten some teams in some throw situations, especially these past 10, 11 weeks. I mean, we've been excellent against the running game. So, you know, the defense as a whole has made a lot of progress. And I think that the biggest thing there, and I've said this over and over again, is the fact that they've all been on the field. I mean, other than Eugene, everybody's been out there. And, of course, we lose Dominique yesterday. I mean, he will not be able to go this week. But we've been fortunate on the defensive side of the ball. So they got a lot of reps under their belt. And it's shown, you know. I think that's why they've gotten better.
Is that an area where you may need to make a move with now Wilson and Barber out and what you did with Russell?
Yeah, you're going to see us have to do something here real quick to get somebody back in here.
After you watch the film, Mario's name was not even listed on the stats. Usually, even if you're all goose eggs, they mention you. When you go back and look, did he do anything?
He needs to factor more in the game, John. I mean, he played hard. He did some good things, but he could have factored a lot more in the game, and I think he'd be the first one to tell you that. So.
And is that next now? If you're going to beat New England, does he have to take it up?
No doubt. We're going to all have to take it up, and he's part of all of us. So, yeah, we need more.
Other than Barber, what would you say? How'd you come out of the game?
Oh, the injuries. Let's see. Well, Dwayne came out fine. Cushing has a fractured finger. We'll just have one more bandage on, but he'll be back out there. Dominique, as I said, will be out and could possibly be an IR candidate before the day's over here. And Sean Cody, hyperextended a knee. He'll be day-to-day.